Going deeper.
Think of the most annoying, grating, frustrating moment in your life. It'll be different for all of us. Maybe it's putting up with the boss's corny jokes, or that relative that's just so hard to be around. Or maybe you're having flashbacks to school. Life isn't fun all the time, is it? There are things we do that we just don't enjoy. And it's during those times that we really prove who we are. What do we do when we don't like the situation we're in? Do we cut and run? Or do we stay and tough it out? Do we moan about it afterwards to our friends or family or workmates? Or do we just grin and bear it and get on with our lives? I had a moment recently when I was helping out a mate. I was helping do some chores that I just really don't enjoy doing. But hey, she's my mate, so when she asked, I stepped up to the challenge. And you know, whilst I was helping out, my attitude wasn't that great. I was thinking, man, this is not fun. There are so many better things I could be doing with my time. Why did I agree to do this? Not such nice things to think, but hey, I'll be honest with you, that's what I was thinking. But you know what? Those few hours when I was helping out were over pretty quickly, really, even though at the time for me it seemed like it would never end. And when I went home, got back on with things, and then all of a sudden, those couple of hours seemed a lot less frustrating in my memory. Yeah, so I didn't have the time of my life, I thought to myself, but it was only a couple of hours. And she's my mate, I love her dearly, of course I'll help her out again. Gee, how a little perspective changes things. All of a sudden, when those really emotive feelings of frustration and annoyance are taken away, I can see things a lot more clearly. Imagine then, if I'd flown off the handle and let my emotions get the better of me with my friend that day. Imagine if I had have actually told her some of the things I was thinking. I would, of course, have deeply regretted the outburst afterwards, and what if I'd even lost my friendship over it? I guess what I'm trying to say is that when we get into these situations in life that aren't fun, and let's face it, we all do, we can't let our emotions get the better of us. But we can stop, take a deep breath, and get some perspective on the situation and on our negative feelings. God designed us to love one another, and we all know that sometimes love can be hard work. But instead of getting angry and frustrated during those moments, we need to take a look at the bigger picture. Hey, we're probably not so easy to love ourselves, but God loves us, each and every one of us, regardless of our faults and quirks. So let's put selfish emotions aside and love others the way God loves us. I'm Lauren Martin of the Salvation Army.